good morning.
It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, from the New York Times, President Trump and his allies vow to pursue those behind the Russian inquiry after the special counsel Robert Mueller found no conspiracy. Mr. Trump denounced adversaries, calling them treasonous people who are guilty of evil deeds, and said it should be investigated themselves.
Well, I was watching Adam Schiff when I got up this morning very early, and he's sticking by his guns. You know, the people who thought that there was collusion based on certain kinds of evidence, like the president in open space speaking to the Russians and saying, I fired the FBI head in order to put an end to this Russian thing. And that sounded pretty collusive to some of us. In any case, the Mueller report has come out. Mueller has done his thing. He gave an awful lot of it to the Southern District in New York. We'll have to see whether Trump can keep his hands off that unit. And it is a blow to many people who expected more from Mueller. And for those of us who have watched Trump, we are not surprised that he now says, okay, I'm going to get even with those people who started up with me. That's why we need a public radio station like ours. I don't think I have to convince anybody of that. We have seen from the day that the president was elected that people wanted a station that would speak truth to power, and we have, and it's Courage. Now that he's started to threaten people, it's another time collectively to be sure that nobody will tell the people who are running a great public radio station, probably the greatest, not to proceed. We know very well how important this is now.
One of the articles I was reading this morning had the headline, Plan B, Trump's tax returns.
Well, look, the tax return is important. My respect for Richie Neal after this report has come out, our congressman from the 1st District and the head of Ways and Means, is immense. He did what he was supposed to do. He was circumspect. He said, we have to wait for the report, basically. But he is also preparing to get those tax returns, and he has that power as the chairman of Ways and Means. I think he will. And I think we're all going to be very interested in what that has to say. Neil, as far as I'm concerned, is the true kind of hero you need in American politics. And boy, am I proud to have him as my congressman.
Meantime, Senator Lindsey Graham, Alan, of course, the Republican from South Carolina, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, suggested a separate inquiry into potential anti-Trump bias at the FBI.
Yeah, you know, they're going to divert as much as they possibly can. It's a very serious situation. There's no two ways about it. And the fact that this guy is now going to start taking prisoners, according to him, reminds me a lot of Joe McCarthy. That's the way that he did it, too. He put fear across this nation. People lost their jobs. People committed suicide. I would hate to see a replay of that. But I have no doubt that this president is capable of doing what he says he's going to do.
You were on the air with Governor Andrew Cuomo again yesterday, Alan. Your conversation made the San Francisco Chronicle. And it did because I think, as he keeps denying, he sounds a lot like a presidential candidate when he says it's not enough for the Democrats to be anti-Trump. They have to come with solutions.
Well, you know, David, he's a riot because he is obviously positioning himself. Right now, there is not an opening. Joe Biden's going to run. He says he likes Joe Biden. He doesn't say he's endorsing him. And when it came to all of the specifics that he thought, you know, a presidential candidate ought to have, somebody who's, quote, done it, somebody who has faced the hard tasks of government and not somebody who's never done it, I said, sounds like you. Sounds like you're talking about yourself. And he denied that, of course. And it's very funny. I have not seen the San Francisco Chronicle article, but it was a pretty funny moment. You know, it's been fun interviewing him. It really has. And what I try to do is ask the harder questions. So that was one of them. The other one that was funny, David, was when we were talking about upstate New York and how important upstate was and the gambling casinos. And that's why we have them and how many thousands of people have been hired. And then I said to him, yes, but, you know, they don't like it that much. They don't vote for you. And he said, well, they're conservative. They're more conservative. It was a pretty funny moment. I love having him on. I hope he'll keep coming on, and I hope I'll have the ability to keep asking him the tough questions.
And there are tough negotiations going on, of course, for the budget, which is due April 1st. And we see this morning that it looks like congestion pricing will be in that plan for New York City.
Well, you know, David, I know a lot about New York City. I raised there, spend a lot of time there, and it is congested. No two ways about it. They also need more money. He, the governor, is not about to raise taxes. It's the most taxed state in the country already. So they got to look for other ways to do it. One way, of course, is to reduce expenditures. But with both houses of the legislature in Democratic hands, it's doubtful that's going to happen. So they had to come up with ideas. One idea is marijuana. It looked like New Jersey was about to pass comprehensive marijuana legalization. Now it turns out that they couldn't get it together. It turns out there's a backlash on some of the marijuana stuff. Some communities, some counties don't like it. That's true in New Jersey, too. And they've got two Democratic houses and a Democratic governor, and they couldn't get it through. I suspect that's some of what's happening here. So then you turn around and you say, okay, we're going to tax the rich who buy really expensive second homes in New York, pied-à-terres, and we're going to get some more money by charging people to come into Midtown Manhattan. Of course, people in Queens aren't very happy about that because they like to drive into, quote, the city. If they can get it through, you'll see a change. It will get better. But everybody's looking for an exemption. Not my people. They should be allowed to drive in. One person said any New Yorker should be allowed to go in. Well, that would be the death knell for the entire thing. So I think it'll happen. It looks like it's going to happen. They're saying it's going to happen. But then again, you never know.